So product testing. Now this applies to products that we're selling directly to consumers, like a smartphone, or to products that we're putting into a part of a system, like a vehicle or a factory. One person's component is another person's product, and all those different variations of the terms. But basic product testing is looking at that discrete item, that set of functions that somebody is willing to pay for to incorporate into their solution or into their daily life, that it actually performs those functions over time. So in some regards, does it meet the performance expectations over some duration, which to some extent is what we would call reliability. And so a lot of what we do as product reliability engineers is set up and evaluate our solutions, our products, to find out if they're reliable or not. And there's a couple of different ways we go about doing this. They're not all accelerated life tests, but a variety of other things we do just to make sure that the product will perform as expected in the environment where we expect it to operate. Now, there's a whole series of tests that we'll talk about that are dealing with qualification or demonstration. It's basically making sure that it works. Does it meet specifications? Does it do what it's supposed to do? And these can be run over shorter durations to evaluate just that it actually turns on or that it provides a green light when it's supposed to, those kinds of things. It may be specified by a customer the types of conditions that we want to operate it under. And so there's a range of different ways of doing quals and demonstration tests. They scratch the surface, really, at whether we're talking about reliability. To some extent, if we see failures in these tests, then there's a more fundamental problem with the product, or there's a latent defect or early life failures that we need to deal with and solve. But they generally don't go after, unless it's specified, the long-term performance of products. They're usually much more immediate type issues. So another whole group of product testing we can do is acceptance testing or screening. And these probably should be in reverse order. So a manufacturer may screen their products before they ship them, or if you're manufacturing something, you may screen components coming in because you understand that the lot may have a number of defects that would be cost prohibitive to just build up into your regular products. So you want to find the good products and use those and avoid the poor components. Acceptance testing is, again, like a demonstration test or some others, that allows us to understand whether this lot or this group is acceptable or not, is suitable for use. And so lot sampling comes into play with the acceptance testing. But each of these is looking at either a single performance parameter or a range of performance parameters that allow us to determine whether the system or the subsystem or the component is working or not. Another set of tests, and these two don't really go together very well, but attribute testing is dealing with data that we have to deal with that is only available as an attribute, is either pass or fail, or good or not good, or it's the discrete in some way, like colors, for example. So there's a variety of ways to do attribute testing, and we'll talk about some of those methods briefly, but I'm going to caution you here is that if you have the opportunity to use variables data, say time to failure, you should, because it gives you much more information more efficiently than converting that into just a pass-fail type of characteristic and using attribute testing algorithms instead. Degradation testing, that was that first accelerated test that I did on those heating cables, where we were looking at the change of resistivity over time as the product would age. But degradation is a whole series of types of tests that we can run on products for specific failure mechanisms that manifest themselves in some degradation type pattern. So we'll talk about each of these different tests or approaches to product testing in the next few lessons. The bottom line, though, of all of this evaluation is usually, is it ready? Do we have a product that's ready to ship? Will it meet the customer's expectations? So some of it is evaluating specifications and requirements, and the other end of it is, will it do this over time? Is there any unknown failure mechanisms that we haven't seen before? Will they manifest themselves? And sometimes we're just sorting parts, looking for the good ones, and other times we're making sure that our products that we ship are suitable for shipping and are not containing a latent defect. Lots of different ways to do product testing, and we'll run down a variety of the different methodologies in the next set of lessons. So the first one up is this qualification or demonstration test, but it's featuring this a sequential testing process, and I want to say it's, and I've drawn a blank on what PRST is, so before I start the next lesson, I better look it up.